It's lunchtime at Yvette Marie's, a cafe nestled inside of the circa 1857 antique shop on the edge of the Garden District in Baton Rouge. Some patrons enjoy their sandwiches at mismatched tables, while others browse paintings and old furniture. And for a few hours, Garrett McCutcheon sits in his quirky little corner, surrounded by stringed instruments and old photos, singing stories of unrequited love, laundromat thieves, and bachelor debauchery.
J'étais un grand bateau, descendant le Garonne, parti de contrebande près d'Espagnol. Les gens qui regardaient, salaient la Madonna, que j'avais attaché un beau mépologo.
At 72 years old, McCutcheon dons a Garfield t-shirt, a patched denim vest, and a bright fuchsia scarf. And of course his signature hat. It's made of straw and riddled with feathers. His memory is flush with stories. He tells tales from as far back as the 1940s, when his first violin teacher used to reward him with five shiny pennies after a good lesson.
I never did forget that. George Bornhoff.
Those pennies paid off. McCutcheon's long fingernails pluck effortlessly at the strings of a banjo, viola, 6 and 12 string guitar during his lunchtime concerts, which he began to play daily 8 years ago. One of the biggest hits among customers is Cabaret Cat, a fun fiddle-diddle telling the story of a scrappy feline. McCutcheon played the song for the first time in North Carolina some years ago, outside of an Italian restaurant. He says his fiddle case filled up with dollars that night.
I was having dinner late when I got through playing, and I swear he knew what I had. I was a half past dead with the flu, fighting it off with Alaskan king crabs, mysteriously flown in from the state of Maine. When that old feline, he snarled in my mind, oh lordy, that sucker was mad.
When McCutcheon began playing at the store, he was teaching Italian at LSU. Now he advocates and sells essential oils for a living, but Yvette Marie's provides an opportunity for a few tips, a free lunch, and an audience.
Guys in charge here, we were talking, but I had to go back over to school for something. And I said, good catching up. I'll be back in a few days, probably. And he gave me the funniest look and said, Garrett, you can start coming every day if you want to.
Now McCutcheon does play Yvette Marie's almost every day. You might even say he's another one of the antiques. Kayla Reed, WRKF News.